Okay, welcome. This is the question and answer for Into This Moment Healing. So welcome to everyone who is listening, and I am very open to the first question.
My name is Erin, and I am curious to know how you began your training. What brought you to this kind of training?
When my younger daughter was born, she had a considerable number of sensitivities and health issues, and but before she was two, she had tubes in her ears, and before she was three, she had her tonsils taken out, and then we started with attention deficit disorder type symptoms and panic attacks, and Western medicine wasn't really able to address what was going on with her, and she was very, very sensitive to all the medications that we tried for her, if we could even get her to take them. And by the time she was 12, things just hadn't gotten any better. I had started looking into alternative ways of helping her with homeopathy and went to a naturopath, and I spent 2 years just researching alternative healing modes, particularly through the book Vibrational Medicine by Richard Gerber. And one day when I was pretty much at the end of my rope, someone suggested I take her to see Dr. Cam Ewan, who is in town for a couple weeks. And though I really didn't know anything about what he did, I was willing to try it because we tried everything else that I could think of. And he met with her for about 50 minutes, and at the end of the session, I shook hands with him and thanked him. I didn't see any improvement in her at all. But I thanked him, and I felt him kind of read me when I shook hands with him, which I found intriguing. But anyway, so we got in the car to go home, and about 15 minutes into the car ride home, I felt tingling and heat on my back.
Wow.
And I knew enough at that point to know it was a form of a spiritual healing, and I figured it was something that Dr. Ewan had done or was doing. And I looked at the time. It was 8 p.m. I have scoliosis, and at the time I needed to wear a 1-inch lift in my shoe, my right shoe, or I couldn't maintain a chiropractic adjustment,
mm-hmm.
and I just couldn't, like, stand up completely straight. So when I got home, I took my shoes off, and I went and I looked in the mirror, and my shoulders were straight. And it was really cool. When I got up in the morning, the first thing, I just jumped out of bed and went and looked in the mirror, and my shoulders were still straight. So the first chance I got, I called someone who had been right after my daughter's appointment with him that previous evening. He was doing a lecture demo. So I called someone who had been at the lecture demo, and I asked her what he was doing about 8 o'clock that night. It was early enough in the demo that she was able to reconstruct it, and he was working on a woman who wore a lift in her shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So that just, like, well, okay, that makes sense. But just because it was such a trip that this had happened to me, I made an appointment with my chiropractor to have her look at me, and she was flabbergasted. And she wound up saying to me, "Who is that man?" And I said, "I don't know, but I'm going to find out." So the next time he did a lecture demo, I went to it. He was calling people on stage who had physical pain. And within just a minute or two, he was able to diminish or eliminate their pain. And I thought, man, I have to learn this. It's so hard to schlep your kids an hour here, an hour and a half there. Then you sit and you wait in the doctor's, in the reception room, and then you sit and wait in the treatment room, and then he comes, and then it doesn't help, or gives you a shot, or gives you some smelly stuff to take, and then it's the schlep home, and because you have younger kids, you got to schlep both kids, even though it's just for one, the appointment's just for one kid. I thought, with this, man, not only do we not have to leave the house, but my kids don't even have to be in the same room. They don't even need to know I'm working on them.
Right.
And I can help them. So it's like, I have to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing a workshop that coming weekend, and I went to it. It was very easy. It's easy to learn. It was especially easy for me. I really got it. And the afternoon of the first day in the practice group that I was in with two other people, I was actually teaching them how to do it, that they didn't understand it, but I understood it so much I could explain it to other people. And that following night, I actually rewrote the entire morning's presentation because it was confusing to everybody. And as a teacher, and I guess just being who I am, I could see how to explain this in an easier way that people would understand.
Right.
So then after the workshop, went home and I was just practicing and practicing all the time. I was really, really passionate about it and started just working on friends and family. And then people started paying me. Like, oh, no, I can't. No, I have to give you something for this healing. It was so wonderful. Let me give you some money. Like, oh, okay. And that's how it started, and I took all the coursework to complete my mastery certification. And along the way, I developed a number of processes and procedures to make the Yuen method faster and easier to learn, and that's how the Into This Moment workshops and home study courses came about.
I see. Okay. All right. So, okay, so you would begin your training and your initial
exploration. Yeah, you do your initial training either in the two-day workshop or with the home study course.
I see. Okay. And what does workshop consist of?
You get the manual with chart pages. You get another accessory book called Hello, It Just Fell Out of My Brain. I can't remember what it's called. Okay, well, things happen for reasons, and for some reason I can't think of the name of the book. So I'll go to my webpage and look at it there. You get a CD with recorded healing on it that I made to help with help you to be a better student. And, okay, workshop page. Shifting Consciousness. That's what it's called. The book that comes along with the manual. And during the two-day workshop, there's, of course, I do training, and then there's a lot of practice time for you to work on each other, because my goal is that you feel confident in practicing this and confident that you can be successful with this by the end of the workshop. So the more you practice it, then the more opportunity there is for questions to arise, and then I can answer your questions and help you while you're practicing to get proficient at it. And then after that, I have I'm accessible by email or phone for questions, and we have a monthly student telepractice. So it's on the phone the last Tuesday of each month for all my students, whether they're home study students or workshop students, to get together on the phone and ask questions and practice on each other.
Okay. And so then if you did the home study, you would just buy the materials and study them on your own?
Yes. Now, the home study course is the same chart pages that you get for the workshop, but it's also a set of instruction pages, so you know what you're doing. And it comes with two recorded hour-long Q&As from that are really helpful.
All right. And so the title of the group, Into This Moment, is that sort of your philosophy, kind of like a be here now kind of thing?
That's the title of the healing technique, because in order to really do it well, all you can look at is this very moment. And when you're present in this very moment, this is where the shifts can happen. So my overall business, if you went to my website, which you can get to by going to zemirahealing.com, Z-E-M-I-R-A, healing.com, or you can also get there by typing in healingisfun.com.
Mm-hmm.
So Zemira is the name of my company, and Into This Moment is the name of the healing technique and the workshops and home study.
Very interesting. Okay.
Now, I have a webcast question here. Gabriella wants to know what is the rate of success with the Ewan method when you work on somebody else. The rate of success with the Ewan method is very high. It's even higher when you have learned the Into This Moment technique, which is an advancement of the Ewan method. Because with Into This Moment, you are able to bypass your limited conscious understandings and awarenesses more and get into the true awareness. You can find the energy signals that are off balance much easier and faster. The first year that I was doing this work, I would say my success rate at reducing or eliminating patient symptoms was about 97%.
Wow, that's pretty high.
Yeah. Now, are you feeling any kind of discomfort or pain yourself right now, either physical or emotional?
Yeah, I'm going through a lot of transition. So, yeah, feeling probably a little energy depleted and recently went through a health opportunity last year and went to the Optimum Health Institute for it. So, I have some issues that I'm working through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So let's say on a scale of 1 to 10 with being the worst feeling you could feel, where would you rate yourself right now?
10 being the worst or 10 being the
best? Let's reverse it. 10 being the best.
Okay.
We can do it either way. It works both ways. But 10 being the best feeling that you could possibly feel and 1 being the worst. Where would you rate yourself right this second, in this moment?
I'd actually say I'm probably an 8 or 9. I feel really grateful and happy to have the life that I have. I've just had a lot of challenges.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's look at your energy level, because you said you felt pretty depleted.
Yes.
So again, with feeling complete exuberant energy would be a 10, and completely burned out is a 1. Where would you rate your energy level right now?
Probably like a 5 or a 6.
Okay. And is it okay with you if I do some healing on you to show you how this works?
Ah, it'd be great.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to first look at are your chakras, your acupuncture meridians, and some aura levels.
Okay.
I'm going to count through them for the purpose of this demonstration. I'm going to count silently, and if I say a number out loud, that means that's something that I found that needs to be optimized. So, for example, if I say 3 when I'm looking at your chakras, your third chakra, it was in need of optimization. And when I find that weakness, I correct it. I optimize it at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's take a look at your chakras. 3, 6. Let me look through that again. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, each time when I went through that, I was looking at another layer. So it's not that your third chakra wasn't holding. It's like a different facet of it that was weak. Okay, so those are all strong. I'm going to look at 32 aura levels now. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 26, 27, 28. Let me go through that again. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And let me go through that one more time. 10, 15, 30, 31, and 32. Check one more time. Okay, that's fine. And now I'm going to look at 72 acupuncture meridians. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and let me go. Let me look at your chakras now again. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to look at your acupuncture meridians again. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 23, 24, 29, 30, 40, okay, let me look at your chakras again. They're fine. Aura, that's fine. And acupuncture meridians, that's fine. Okay, take a deep breath and let it out. And now let's look at your overall energy level. On that scale of 1 to 10 before, you had said your energy is about a 5 or a 6. How would you rate your energy level now?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I'd probably say like an 8.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. And just overall, we were looking at how you were feeling on that same 1 to 10 scale, and you felt that you were at about an 8. Where
mm-hmm.
would you rate yourself now?
Probably about the same, probably about 8. It's hard to say in the bigger picture because I'm not out and about doing things, but actually
mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good, maybe a 9. Maybe 9.
Okay, good. So just by your chakras, your meridians, and your aura, we were able to increase your we were able to up your energy level and your disposition as well.
Yeah.
And
that
was
pretty
just in a couple minutes. And
right.
we look at so many more things went with ITM. Did you have any other questions?
No, I'm really fascinated by this. I think it's really interesting. I mean, I do actually feel kind of more energized, so I think that's pretty amazing that you can do that from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Be, you know, present with the person. I find that kind of miraculous. Very interesting.
But, you know, it's the same principle of when we think about someone and then they call us.
Right.
It's an energetic connection. So
mm-hmm.
we're really able to be connected to anyone that we put our focus on.
Oh, interesting. Do you do work on yourself as well? Can you heal
yes,
yourself?
I do. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I work on myself every day.
And do you find yourself more intuitive now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. And I don't work on intuition, and I tell people not to work on intuition because that's not what's going to clear things up for them. It's working on everything else. And the example I use, and you can even work on other people, and you can get clear too, because like radio waves that go out from a transmitter, any radio that's tuned to that frequency will pick up the music or the talk that's on that radio station. So when we send out an energetic signal, it's a vibration, it's a specific frequency. And if you have a signal that's supposed to be tuned to that frequency, but it's not performing optimally for you, it
mm-hmm.
can get switched to be in resonance with that frequency. So you work on other people, and you wind up healing yourself as well. So anyway, the example I like to give is trying to drink some milk through a straw, but there's peanut butter in the straw. It's really hard to drink the milk when there's peanut butter in it. And the peanut butter represents, you know, all the gunk that's energetic gunk that's clogged in us and our energy signals that are not performing optimally. So the more, when you clear the peanut butter out of the straw, then you're able to drink the milk more easily. And so the more gunk you clear out of yourself, your intuitive sensing become more acute because there's nothing in the way anymore of hearing it.
Right. Very interesting. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I would say I definitely feel more nine-ish than I did when I started this conversation. So thank you very much for that. Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Well, you're welcome. And since there are no other questions, I'm going to end the call right now. Thank you for being here. And if anyone would like more information, you can go to healingisfun.com.
Okay, great.
And
thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.